Welcome to the Business Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. This is Tanya Hoffman, and I am here speaking to you today about how do you make more sales and follow up to close more sales. So I am the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association and also another company that's just launching called Simply Follow Up. And we're super excited about that because it gives people an opportunity to follow up with people. Now, what I want to talk to you today about is how do you make sales? So what I hear from most people when they give up on their dreams of being a business owner, when they give up on their dreams of being a speaker, when they give up their dreams of being whatever they're wanting to be and go back and get a J-O-B, right? They go back and get a regular job. It's because they're not making enough sales. And how sad is that? They've got a mission. They are ready to change the world, but yet they can't because they won't make the sales happen. Now, sales, let's just clarify, is just a way to help somebody. That's what sales is. If they don't buy your product or service, you can no longer help them. They must buy your product or service for you to help them. And if you're a give it all away for free type of person, you're not helping anybody. You're not helping yourself, your family, your puppy, your kitty, whatever, whoever you have to support. You're not helping yourself, and you're also not helping the person you're giving it away for free. Because from my experience, and if you've talked to anybody, if you are giving it away for free, they are not taking the value. The value is what it's about. I have had so many people that have given away things. So my husband does websites. We've given away websites either for free or for low price to help people out. I've done lots of coaching. Just name it. We have done it. And the people who give things who have got it for free or very, very low price never, ever value it. So keep that in mind. You're going to do a lot of effort, and it's not going to have a return you even thought it was. Because a lot of times we want something more for somebody else than they really want it for themselves. And if they really want to change and do something, they will come up with the money. I was just talking to a gentleman who, is in a network marketing company. And we were laughing because I said, just, make sure you don't give it away, buy someone's ticket in. And he laughs. He's like, yeah, I learned that a hard way, a long time ago. We all learned it the hard way because we want people to change. We want people's lives to change. And then they're like, oh, but I don't have any money. Well, there's a reason they don't have any money. Okay? So you have to realize that you've got to let it create momentum. And if they really want something bad enough, they can go get a loan. They can get a loan from family. They can get a loan from a bank. Right? If they really want it bad enough. No matter what you're selling, someone can come up with the money. Just make sure that you bring the value and make sure that they understand what they're buying. So when you're looking at really in the world of sales, if you're not selling to somebody, how dare you not go out and change that person's life? How dare you not close that sale? And realistically, a lot of times it's just a matter of saying, would you like to buy this today? If you're at an event and you're a speaker, I have something special for you that you could buy today. Don't be afraid of the purchase. Don't be afraid of asking people to buy, to spend money. If you, the value is there, they will buy. If now that's a that probably had a twinge in some of you because you might have gone, because you don't value yourself. I just have a discussion with my 20-year-old daughter. She's getting into this whole world of business. And she was going to go way cheap to charge people for her service. She helps people edit their videos. So they put it up on YouTube, you know, putting splicing things in and stuff. I said, no, you have to bring value to them. It's very valuable help that you're giving them. Okay. So when you're talking to somebody, one of the things that you've got to understand is that you've got to let people talk. And you've got to stop talking yourself. So what happens to a lot of people is they talk themselves out of opportunities. They talk themselves out of sales because they won't stop talking. And they won't listen. So I cannot tell you how many times that I've talked to people and I was actually maybe interested in their product or service, and I give them exactly what I need from them, and not only did they not listen, and they kept talking about what was important to them and not me, but also they kept talking and not sending me any of the information that I asked or didn't cover the information that I needed. And just because you can't imagine someone would have a question about whatever doesn't mean that they don't have a question about it. Okay? So we want to make things super simple. And a lot of times we make things very complicated because you got to remember that sales is also marketing. So it isn't about what's important to you. It's about what's important to everybody else. So I was talking to this lovely lady who was putting on an event, and I looked at her flyer, and it was all the information about her, and the title was very boring, and the information was very, like, all over the place. I said, what is this saying? What are you actually going to do for people? So we redid the flyer to hone in on a specific thing that she can help people with, right? Now, if you're very analytical and you want all the details, you want it all, which is great, but not everybody does. A lot of times they want different details. And you might go, well, what kind of details would those be? Well, if you're speaking, you know, if you've got a, you know, an event that you're putting on and it's going to be a webinar and you go over all the details that are, you know, it's very analytical, this is what you're going to learn, this is what you're going to get, da 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 da. Well, maybe the question is, well, how much fun am I going to have? Now, for my husband, for me to ask, how much fun am I going to have? He'd be like, what? So stop with what's important to you and look at who is your target market. Now, if all your target market is analytical people, which for whatever reason, I attract very analytical people. So I have to do more in the way of explaining things. If you're speaking in front of a group, so say if you're a speaker and you're speaking in front of a group of people, who are those people? So one day I gave two of the same talk. It was two different events. One of them is in front of 150, 60-year-old, mostly white men in the financial institution arena. Then I went that evening to a Avon group of about 50 lovely ladies. Now, even though the presentation was the same, it was completely different. Why? Because in the financial group, I went over more details. Step one, step two, step three, where the ladies were like, okay, let's have fun. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have a blast, right? So it had a very different feel and a very different way I approached the group. And this is the hardest part for most people in sales, is adjusting yourself to the person you're talking to. If they want more details, you have to give more details. And by the way, the analytical people that are very detail-oriented, most people don't want to deal with them because they have a gazillion questions. But they are also, if you go through all their questions and they are satisfied, they will be one of the most loyal clients you ever have. Because most people won't go through that amount of, you know, question answering. So when you look at your sales process, say you're meeting 20 people. So if you're a speaker and you're speaking in front of 20 people, or you're just meeting with 20 people in general, you know, every day you're talking to them on the phone, or you're, you know, having lunch or coffee date with them. Out of the 20 people, you'll find, I find 25% realize they don't really like me. We don't jive, we don't connect, there's just something there, whatever it is. But it's okay, because that's 20% of people, I don't like them either. So we're all on the same playing field. Now, 20% automatically are just going to love you. They're going to buy whatever you have, which is great. You love those people. They're like, oh yeah, what do I do? You know, how do I sign up? So we love those people that just connect and we just get each other. And it's, you don't even have to explain. We just feel like we've been like sisters or brothers forever, right? I mean, we're just there. The other percentage needs more information. They're not quite convinced. It takes them some time. And that is the follow-up. So if you're speaking in front of a group, you got to remember that, yay, you sold to the 20% that love you, but you're leaving a lot of money on the table if you're not following up with the others. Same thing if you're meeting people in person. If you're not following up with those people, you've lost them. So a perfect example is for me. There's a lady that I met her at an event. I loved her product. I was totally sold on it, but the timing just wasn't right. And so I just asked her to follow up with me. She did. And continued to follow up with me because I'm like, oh, no, I'm not ready yet. Just every time she called, it just seemed like something was going on. After 14 months, she closed an account with me, which ended up being around $5,000. So was it worth her following up? Yeah. Okay. But she was consistent in it. And that's where a lot of people fail, is to say, every time she would say, so Tanya, do you want me to continue to follow up with you? I'm like, yeah, I really do. And you can hear in people's voice, and if you see them person in person, you see in their eyes if they really do. There's no reason to follow up with someone that when you look at them, you could tell they have no interest, no, they're not a prospect. Just let them go. So you got to listen to their voice, because it will tell you if their eyes are there, it's the windows into the soul. So you look into their eyes or you listen to their voice, you know, are they going, oh, well, yeah, you could follow up with me. I mean, if they're talking like that, don't follow up. Your time is worth too much. If they're like, yeah, you know, I'd love to follow up. I'm just not ready yet. Well, when would you like me to follow up with you? And then if they say, follow up with me in 2 months, you better follow up with them in 2 months. Now, to be completely transparent, this is where I always had the issues. Because I would start to, you know, I could usually follow up with someone once. I'd put it on my calendar, follow up with John, you know, on this day. And I would follow up with him, give him a call. But if I needed to follow up with a second time or a third time or a fourth time, that's where I would start breaking down. In reality, it takes about 8 or more times to follow up with someone before you close the sale. The more you follow up with them, the better. I also want you to get over this idea of, oh my gosh, I'm just going to send email blasts to everybody to remind them, which emails are great. Social media is great. It will help remind people who you are, so when they are ready, because you may not even realize that they were wanting more information, right? It could just be someone that jumped on your list. So those are fantastic venues. But the way you close a sale is with a phone call. So I want you to get used to calling people. And if you don't get them on the phone, just leave a message. Because half the battle is for them to hear your voice, because nobody does it anymore. So definitely follow up with a phone call. Now, if you don't know when to follow up with them, I would still suggest a phone call to find out when to follow up with them. Because a lot of times you'll catch somebody and it's like just perfect timing, right? They were just finishing with a client and you caught them. Or you left them a message. And if they don't return it, try again. And give them one more time, three times. I know you wanted me to contact you, so I just following up. And then shoot them an email with a scheduler. So you use something like timetrade.com. Oh my gosh, there's so many out there. Just Google it. I use TimeTrade. It's pretty good. You know, there's always glitches in these systems, so you just got to be prepared. But you can schedule in when you're open to talk. So you could go ahead and schedule out a month's worth and then shoot it out to people and say, hey, anytime this month I've got these openings, if that doesn't work for you, let me know. And then you could always let them know, too. Just call me anytime if you need to chat. Or if you need more information, let me know. Send me an email. Just however they want to do it. Now, what happens to a lot of people is they want you to Facebook message them or LinkedIn. So you also kind of need to find out what their mode of transportation is, right? Maybe it's texting. Maybe they don't like phone calls at all, but they'll text you until you're, you know, blue in the face. So what's their mode of transportation? So those are things that it's great to keep a log of. Susie only likes to be text. Or Susie, only way I can reach her is on Facebook. Because there are favorite things for people. If you email someone who rarely checks their email, that's not going to do you any good because it's going to end up being buried with a million other emails. And then maybe that's the only way they want to be connected to. Maybe they never want a phone call. So you respect people by giving them those options. Now for me, to be completely honest, I really was awful, like I said, about following up. And so, by the way, it is brilliant to be married to a geek, I have to admit it. And my husband is a geek and he programs. So I asked him to create a program for me because there's systems out there like Salesforce and others that are so complicated. They're CRM systems, which means customer relationship management. Which means basically they're putting all their data in there. Who they are, their phone numbers, the email addresses, are they a client, a prospect, what did you say, what did they say, kind of thing. But I have tried several systems and they were so hard to use. I'm like, it just doesn't work for me. So he's creating a system for me. And then I started talking around and people are like, well, I want that. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I've got this whole system that is in beta testing right now as we speak. And I'm so excited. It's so easy to use. Basically, you just fill in the basic information. What did you say? What did they say? So you keep track of what each person says, how they like to be followed up with. And then you schedule when it's going to either text you or email you a response. So if you're like, I need to contact John on Tuesday the 1st, then you just set that in the system and it automatically emails you and says, hey, today you need to call John. And that way it reminds me to call John. And then I could simply reschedule it if John's not available or if I need to push it back another month. So that is at simplyfollowup.com. You can find out more information. We have some bonuses up right now since we're going through beta testing. I'm also helping people create contests online with their websites, even some bonus templates, what I use for setting up handouts at events and things if you're a speaker, a coach or something like that. It's a great way to do contests, a vendor booth. How to filter people is an incredible way to adjust for that. So go check it out if you're interested in jumping in on it. We also have a special running right now. You could put Virtual Summit into the coupon code and take for a whole year, it's at $197. So it gives you a huge saving. You get all the bonuses, and you get to have a coaching session with me on your sales process, which is great because a lot of times people, they don't see the holes, in their system. So put in the Simply Follow-Up form and then coupon code, you would check off the full year for $247, but you would put $197 Virtual Summit in the coupon code. And that way it would be only $197 for a full year. Plus it doesn't start until we send you all the goodies and everything, which makes it really great. Since we're kind of still getting it all rolled out. But I am so excited about, giving you this information. One of the things, too, is to look at how to filter people. So a lot of what people do is they just talk to everybody and don't filter because they're so afraid they're going to miss a sale that they miss opportunities because they're focused on everyone instead of the people that are perfect for them. So one of the things to look at is how to filter out those that aren't really perfect for you, especially if you're a coach. One of the things that I always was frustrated is when I had a coaching client, and I was giving them this great information, they wouldn't do anything with it. They wouldn't use it at all. They're like, oh, that's great info, and then nothing. And so to get people filtered through works even better. Asking them specific questions so that you're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty. Are they going to be a good fit for you? Now, one of the ways that I do that, and this is something you can use if you're on a radio show, a TV show, a virtual event like this, anywhere that you're not in front of people in person, is I created a contest on my website. So I run it every month. I always pull the person at the end of the month. And by the way, if you want to go to it, even if you're listening to the recording, obviously it is still running because I do it every single month. So I give a $1,000 coaching session away for free. And if you go to my website, Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, H-O-F, like Frank, M-A-N-N, so nancynancy.com. One F, two N's, because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right. And then /win, W-I-N. So tanyahoffman.com/win. And you can see the contest that I run. Now, I run these contests all the time. And it's brilliant because not only can I find out what people are actually interested in, but when I follow up with them, I know what they're interested in. So I can immediately not talk to them about something that they're not interested in. I can focus right in on what they are. So it's a great way to make a big difference. So I would suggest you go look at that and create one for yourself. And if you join in on the Simply Follow-Up system, we'll actually help you make that. If you need the form itself, or we can help you figure out what to create on your website. But ask people questions. And if you find a question that you ask that nobody ever checks, then change that. Make it into a different question. Maybe it's the way you're asking it, because, again, all of it's about tweaking. Everything you do is about tweaking, tweaking, tweaking all the time. Everything that I do, I try something. If it doesn't work, I tweak it. It just, kind of rolls in together. So when you put together a filtration system, it's brilliant. Now, I can say I was on an event about a month ago, and I usually, if someone fills out that form, what happens is if I can get somebody to go from an event that I'm on, like a radio show or a virtual summit or something like that, I can get them to go to my website. So I already filtered out the people who don't want to do any work, right? So I filtered out those people. I've got people who come to the website and they fill out a whole form and they're checking off information and they fill out all their contact information. I know they're interested. So it's also a fantastic way to filter right down to people that are interested. So I am really excited about giving you this information today. And go check out that website because it is something that is highly effective. And think about how you can help people filter also to find those right people. And then how are you going to close them? And how are you going to follow up with them if they're not ready? Because you would all get that, oh, I'm not ready yet, right? And a lot of times people are just wanting to wait to see if you're going to be in business long enough. You know, I can't tell you how many, you know, insurance people I meet. Do I jump right into them? No, because they may not even last 6 months. So a lot of times people are just waiting to see if you can outlast it, which doesn't help you. I know, you know, you're trying to make money right now, but it's just kind of the reality of it. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it. Remember to go to simplyfollowup.com. We are going to be looking, or we are looking for sales representatives for that. So if you're looking for something else to speak about on stage, especially in the business arena, which is fantastic to get in front of different venues like chambers of commerce and places like that, we're looking for people that would like to go out and represent Simply Follow Up as just another product that you're selling and make some extra income. So if you're interested in that, just give me a holler. There's a contact form on there, and love to talk to you a little bit more about that. All righty. Thank you for listening today. This is Tanya Hoffman signing off.